Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 11. Read number 1.
Bashir.
Number 2.
Asif.
Number 3.
Zafir.
Number 4.
Faqir.
Number 5.
Darab.
Try to read number 6.
La bas. La bas.
Number 7 ends in a new letter. It looks like the D without the dot. Its Arabic name is Saad, and it represents a sound known as a dark S. This exact sound does not occur in English, but the middle of balsam and the ending of Ross give a sense of the sound. Listen and repeat.
Bas. Bas.
Number 8 begins with the Saad in its initial position, where the final round shape of the letter flattens out. Try to read number 8.
Sabun.
Read number 9.
Basir.
Number 10.
Nasir.
Now try number 11.
Nasir.
Number 12.
Qasir.
Look at number 13, which ends in a new letter. Its Arabic name is
Mim,
and it sounds like the English M. In 13, you see it in its independent form. Try to read 13.
Sham.
Number 14 begins with Mim. Here it loses the tail of the independent form and closes up and resembles a circle. Try to read number 14.
Mismar.
Read number 15.
Antum.
Number 16 shows the mim in medial position. Read number 16.
Samir.
In number 17, the mim is in its final form. Try to read 17.
Reem.
Now read number 18, which ends with a hamza.
Masa. Masa.
Number 19.
Meel.
Number 20.
Salam.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 11. Open your reading booklet to Reading Lesson 12. Look at word number 1 and read it aloud.
Rashid.
Read number 2.
Shadid.
Look at number 3. Remember, when a hamza is in medial position, the letter below the hamza is silent. Listen and repeat.
Ra'is. Ra'is.
Read number 4.
Amin.
Number 5.
Souq.
Number 6.
Dinar.
Number 7.
Naz.
Look at number 8. It ends in a new letter, which is called
Kaf,
and is pronounced more or less like the English K. In its independent form, it includes a little S-like mark within the letter. Listen and repeat.
Malak. Malak.
Look at number 9, which begins with a Kaf. Here the shape of the letter is very different from that of the independent one. Try to read number 9.
Karim.
In number 10, the kaf is in medial position. Read number 10.
مكان.
Look at number 11. It contains the diacritical representing the U sound twice. Try to read 11.
كتب.
Number 12 ends in a new letter, which is called
هاء.
It sounds like the English H, as in hat. In its independent form, the Arabic H looks like a circle. You can distinguish it from the meme because it does not connect. Try to read number 12.
رفاه.
In number 13, this letter is in the medial form. Notice that this shape is very different from that of the independent one. Try to read number 13.
بهاء. بهاء.
Number 14 begins with the same letter. This shape is again very different from the two others. Try to read number 14.
هناء.
Read number 15.
هادي.
Read number 16.
هلال.
Number 17.
كتاب.
Number 18.
شكيب.
Number 19.
أمريكي.
Read number 20.
رشيق.
This is the end of reading lesson 12. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 13. Look at word number 1 and read it aloud.
صافي.
Try number 2.
صديق.
Number 3.
Tomb.
Number 4.
Basal.
Listen and repeat number 5.
Fuad. Fuad.
Now read number 6. Again, the letter below the glottal mark is silent.
Sual.
Number 7 ends in a letter called
تاء مربوطة.
It appears only in the final position and is known as the silent T. If the word containing the silent T is followed by another word, then the T at the end is pronounced and it sounds like at. However, if it ends a word which stands alone, the T is not pronounced. Hence the term silent T, and it sounds like a. Listen and repeat number 7.
Sira. Sira.
Now listen and repeat number 8.
عشرة ريالات. عشرة ريالات.
Number 9.
سفيرة.
Number 10.
فقيرة.
Number 11 ends with a new letter. Its Arabic name is
خاء,
and it has a sound that resembles the ending of the Scottish word Loch, or the German way of pronouncing the composer's name Bach. In number 11, this letter is in independent form. Listen and repeat.
Dach. Dach.
In number 12, it is in its final form, but connected to the preceding letter. The final and independent forms are very similar. Try to read number 12.
بليغ.
In number 13, it is in medial position. Here it has a new shape. The round tail has disappeared, and it connects to the left. Try to read number 13.
بخار.
Read number 14.
بخيل.
Number 15 begins with the same letter. Listen and repeat.
خروف. خروف.
Try to read number 16.
خشن.
Number 17.
خشب.
Number 18.
سماء.
Number 19 ends in a letter which represents a sound similar to the English H, but which makes a more exaggerated sound. Its Arabic name is
Ha,
and it resembles the letter
Ha,
except that it does not have a dot. Listen and repeat.
Sabah. Sabah.
Now try number 20.
Salah.
This is the end of reading lesson 13. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 14. Try to read number 1. There's a kasra under the L.
Saleh. Saleh.
Read number 2.
Sah.
In number 3, you see this letter in medial position. Try to read number 3.
Sahar. Sahar.
Read number 4, where the letter is in the initial position.
Harir.
Listen and repeat number 5.
Bahr. Bahr.
In number 6, the silent T appears in its final position, connected to the previous letter. Read number 6.
Karima.
Try number 7.
Basira.
Word number 8 ends with a new letter. Its Arabic name is Jim. It looks similar to the Ha, but with a dot added. Here the letter is shown in its independent state, and the dot is inside. Listen and repeat.
Suruj. Suruj.
Now read word number 9, where this letter is in the final, connected form.
Nasij.
In number 10, the same letter is in medial position. Note that it has an entirely different shape and is angled to the left. The tail is gone, but the dot remains underneath. Try to read number 10.
Sajad.
In number 11, the word begins with Jim and it ends with the silent T. Try to read number 11.
Jarida.
Now read number 12.
Rah. Rah.
Number 13.
Hadith.
Now read number 14.
Haditha.
Look at number 15, which ends with a new letter written in its independent form. Its Arabic name is
Ain,
and it makes a sound that does not exist in English. Listen and repeat after the speaker, trying to pronounce it as closely as you can.
Biqa. Biqa.
Number 16 ends with the same letter in final connected form. Listen and repeat. Number 16.
Rabia. Rabia.
In number 17, this letter is in medial position, where it resembles a filled-in loop. In this position, it makes a sound which is one of the more difficult sounds for English speakers to reproduce. Try to read number 17.
Ba'id.
In number 18, it is in its initial position. Listen and repeat.
Asal. Asal.
Try to read number 19.
Jamil.
Number 20.
Hajar.
This is the end of reading lesson 14. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 15. Look at number 1 and read it aloud.
Hatif.
Listen and repeat number 2.
Ali.
Read number 3.
ماهر.
Number 4.
كاشف.
5.
خبيرة. خبيرة.
6.
بخيل.
Read the pair in number 7.
الجامعة. الجامعة هنا.
Read number 8.
عصير.
Number 9 ends with a new letter that represents a gargling sound produced in the back of the mouth. Its Arabic name is
غين.
And here it is written in its independent form. Note that this letter is identical to the
عين,
except that it has a dot above it. Listen and repeat number 9.
فراغ. فراغ.
Number 10 shows this new letter in final form, connected to the preceding letter. Listen and repeat.
بليغ. بليغ.
In number 11, the same letter appears in the medial position. Notice the sukun over it. Try to read 11.
Baghdad.
Read number 12, which begins with this letter.
غريب.
Number 13.
بلاغ.
Read number 14.
مشغول.
Number 15 ends in a letter that also stands for the alif. It is called
alif maqsura.
This letter is used only in the final position. Note that this letter has the same form as the letter for the vowel E, except it does not have the two dots below it. Try to read number 15.
Salwa.
Read number 16, which also ends with this letter connected to the preceding one.
Mustashfa.
Try to read 17.
Dawa. دعوة.
18.
غالي.
19.
خبر.
Read number 20.
صغير.
This is the end of reading lesson 15. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 16. Read number 1.
Bank.
Listen and repeat number 2. Notice the sound of the alif ya letter combination.
Shay. Shay.
Now read number 3.
Dafa.
Read number 4. There's a kasra below the F.
Madafa.
Number 5.
جامع.
Number 6 ends with a new letter, representing a sound somewhat like the emphatic T, as in Tad. Its Arabic name is
Ta,
and it's often referred to as a dark T. Try to read number 6.
Balat.
In number 7, the dark T is in final connected form. Try to read number 7. Notice the fatha at the end.
Rabata.
Read number 8, which has the same letter in the medial position.
Latifa.
Number 9 starts with this letter. Note that the shape in all three positions is almost identical. Read number 9.
Tabib.
Read number 10.
Matar.
Number 11.
Galat.
Listen and repeat. Number 12.
Arabi. Arabi.
Number 13 begins with a new letter, which is called
Tha.
Its form resembles that of the
Ta,
except it has a dot over it. Listen and repeat number 13.
Zarif.
In number 14, the
Tha
is in medial position. Read number 14.
Fadiya.
Number 15 shows the
Tha
in final position. Listen and repeat.
Ghalidh. Ghalidh.
Read number 16. The last letter is the final M.
Zalim.
Number 17.
Ghar. Ghar.
Number 18.
Hafidh. Hafidh.
Try to read number 19. The final R is very faint.
Sakhr.
Number 20.
Batal.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 16. Open your reading booklet to Reading Lesson 17. This lesson consists of the Arabic numbers 1 through 20. Written out. Read number 1.
واحد.
Number 2.
اثنان.
Read number 3.
ثلاثة.
Number 4.
أربعة.
Number 5.
خمسة.
Look at number 6. The sign above the word resembling a small W is called a
Shadda.
It indicates that the letter below should be doubled. Read number 6.
Sitta.
Number 7.
Saba.
Number 8.
Thamania.
Number 9.
Tisa.
Number 10.
Ashra.
Number 11.
Ahad Ashar.
Number 12.
Ithna Ashar.
Number 13.
Thalathata Ashar.
Number 14.
Arba'ata Ashar.
Number 15.
خمسة عشر.
Number 16.
ستة عشر.
Number 17.
سبعة عشر.
Number 18.
ثمانية عشر.
Number 19.
تسعة عشر.
Number 20.
عشرون.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 17. Open your reading booklet to Reading Lesson 18. You have learned all the letters in the Arabic alphabet. In Lessons 18 through 20, you will read words you learned in the course. Read number 1.
Afwan.
Number 2.
Shukran.
Number 3.
Fadlik.
Number 4.
Yujad.
Number 5.
Anti.
Number 6. Notice the kasra below the R.
Tarifin.
The sentence in number 7 begins with the last two words you just read. Read number 7.
Anti tarifin inglesi.
Read number 8.
Sayyid.
Read number 9. Notice the comma after the first word.
نعم يا سيد.
Number 10.
أنت أمريكي؟
Number 11.
أنا سوري.
Number 12.
أنا لست سوري.
Number 13.
صباح.
Number 14.
صباح الخير.
Number 15.
كيف الحال؟
Number 16.
أنا بخير.
Look at number 17. The symbol above the last letter is called tanwin. It indicates that the vowel is followed by an N sound. Listen and repeat number 17.
جيدا.
Number 18.
جدا.
Number 19.
ليس جيدا جدا.
Number 20.
أهلا.
This is the end of reading lesson 18. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 19. Read number 1.
شارع.
Number 2.
من فضلك.
Number 3.
محطة.
Number 4.
أين؟
Number 5.
هو هنا.
Number 6.
هي هناك.
Number 7.
أن تأكلي.
Number 8.
شيئا.
Number 9.
تمام.
Number 10.
أن تشرب.
Number 11.
أنا أحب.
Number 12.
مطعم.
Number 13.
قهوة.
Number 14.
شاورما.
Try to read number 15. The words run together.
ليس الآن.
Try to read number 16.
أحب أن أشرب قهوة.
Read number 17.
أنا أيضا.
Number 18.
مقهى.
Number 19.
بقلاوة.
Number 20.
أحب أن أكل بقلاوة.
This is the end of reading lesson 19. Open your reading booklet to reading lesson 20. In this reading lesson, you'll read a conversation between a man and a woman. The words you will read are mostly words you know and will be written first with diacritics, and then on the following page will be written as they would appear in everyday writing. Try to read number 1.
صباح الخير.
Number 2.
صباح النور.
Number 3.
إلى أين أنت ذاهبة غدا؟
Number 4.
أنا ذاهبة إلى فاس.
Number 5.
لماذا إلى فاس؟ هي بعيدة.
Number 6.
لكن فاس جميلة.
Number 7.
وأريد أن أرى دار ابن خلدون.
Number 8.
من هو ابن خلدون؟
Number 9.
هو من تونس و
Number 10.
سكن فاس منذ وقت طويل.
Number 11.
كم يوم ستبقين هناك؟
Number 12.
ثلاثة أيام.
Number 13.
أين ستسكنين بفاس؟
Number 14.
سأسكن بفندق كبير.
Number 15.
ممكن أن تسكني؟
Number 16.
بدار ابن خلدون؟
Number 17.
لا، غير ممكن.
Number 18.
دار ابن خلدون متحف اليوم.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 20 and the end of the reading lessons for Pimsleur's Modern Standard Arabic. We hope you've enjoyed learning your new language. Pimsleur courses are available in many different languages. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2012 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2012 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.